not this week, not the last week, but before last week, I was in the Phoenix, and then I scheduled to visit New Mexico, because I left a little late afternoon, so I decided to drive shortcut, which is not an interstate, but mountain way, but it turned out to become a night, and I drive. So actually, I lost 1 hour because of that. And but it was great at night time. It's total dark, and I look at the sky. I stop by the restrooms. Kids doesn't want to go. A lot of cockroaches and things. A lot of things there. And then, but that time I turn up to look at the sky. Wow, it was awesome. And I liked so many stars. And because it's very clear sky, and hardly can describe. It's wonderful. It reminded me when I was young. When I was in Korea, now you cannot see the star, but in Korea too, it's all polluted. But all time, I can see all the stars, the Milky Ways, and everything. But nowadays, it doesn't have this kind of sentimental kind of time. But that was great for me. And then I learned that how much God loves us, and such kind of huge universe. A lot of star out there. Most of the star, it's bigger than Earth, and but then among the millions of stars, God chose this Earth, and then chose us from there, and continually care us. This is a blessing of God, and also it is wonderful that God remember my name, and this is a really blessings. Just share. Suddenly come on. That's all. It's not here. And the way, let's go back to the life of Jesus. I'm sorry. You know, when Jesus was born, he's not a king's son, but he's just merely just one of a carpenter's son. He born in this world. As we read in the John chapter 1 verse 11, not many people welcome. But the some of the way that God arranged the some people to let him welcome him to come to this world. We know that Mary, God sent an angel to talk to her, and she accepted this precious, considered as become a mother of Jesus. But at the same time, this is a great burden for her, I think, for entire her life. Carry this kind of burden, it's not that simple and easy, but she willing to take it, and she wants to become part of the work of the ministry actually. And I think the most the beautiful moment is when Jesus died on the cross. She was next to there to bear the moments of his death. It's one of the beautiful moments. But at the same time, she understood that this is the Son of God. She knows how he came out to this world, but still physically, she is still as a mother. I have all kind of emotional and kind of he has to go through that kind of suffering also. Another one is God arranged to the shepherd. This is a very interesting. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same reason there shepherd staying out in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shined around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of the great joy which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." You hear the clearly saying that this shepherd, it's out of certain that the angel came down there to showing them and give this message, and then they're just frightened, and they don't know what to do, and they kind of scared. At that time, the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I'll bring the good news that was the born of your Savior," he's saying. And so the 14, 15, 16, they came to see Jesus Christ. So they shepherd welcomed the coming of Jesus Christ. I'm sure because this shepherd, this is my imaginations. And this shepherd later on gave a great attention to the life of Jesus. Continue. Nobody knows what happened to them, but this is the instance, and let the shepherd welcome the coming of Jesus Christ. And as also we know that they are not the Jewish people. They are not the Israelites. They come from the far from the other place. They follow the stars and came to meet Jesus Christ. This star, I think it's star is a, it's not a physical star, but it's a star is on their visions. And can you follow the star? It's millions of miles away, then bring them to follow it. But I think when we talk to the my teacher YM Yang, Pastor YM Yang, when in his class, he said, "Do you think that's real stars?" I said, "Well, Bible says stars." Then we talk about it, and then I said, "Yeah, it makes sense that this star is why only attend? It just if it's special star there, many people can see it, but only they are the one who give attention to saw this star and follow them. So possibly God choose them, these people, bring them to worship in Jesus Christ." So anyway, this way, the God also, this is, I think, showing that as a future gospel, the gospel will be spread to the Gentiles. Those who seeking the truth, those who can see above, they can see, they can follow him, they can worship him. So I think it gave a kind of a notice this way. And also in the there are only few people, they recognize Jesus as a Savior. And Luke chapter 2, verse 25. I think this time is when the Mary brought it, the baby Jesus bring to the temple, according to the Moses law, and offering to God. At this time, the verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had been the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arm and blessed God and said, 'Now, Lord, you thou didst let thy bond servant depart in peace according to thy words. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentile, and the glory of thy people Israel. And here the verse 32 also they mention that this is moved by the Holy Spirit, I'm sure, because using the Isaiah's, and the mention about the light of revelation to the Gentiles, not only the excluded and the Jewish, but this light can be shined to the Gentile also. So when you look at from the 25, we have noticed that this man is special. The Simon is the one the moved by the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit is upon him to guide him his life. Then I have noticed that because Holy Spirit only came down after Jesus ascended to heaven, and the day of Pentecost, they come down to the 120 there in the upper rooms at that times. But this man is already enough. The Holy Spirit can around him and upon him to guide him and to reveal the truth this much. I can really then I realized true Christians is not something that we have something like official titles. Or, you know, true Christians is not because we are ministers. True Christians is not something that we are board member in the church so that, you know, we do something and so we can have a true Christians. No. True Christian, just like Simon here, have a truly the here, the man here, the mention that he is truly devoted. And was in the verse 25 say, this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. So he has the desires, and his life, the pure enough can see God, pure enough to understand the will of God. His life whole dedicate and devote his heart to the Lord. So God purposely choose him to welcome the coming of Jesus Christ. That time, I'm sure, because many priests and there's many religious leaders, Pharisees and Sadducees. As an outcome appearance, maybe Pharisees, Sadducees, it looks like more like they are more devout persons. They are more knowledgeable person about the Bible. But when I look at this passage, God never neglect a person's devout life to a truthful life that I learned from this passage. So God is a true God. God is really our Lord. And also one more, the welcome, the coming of Jesus Christ is God himself. God welcome him. So only few people in this world welcome to his comings. And also in the Bible does mention about his childhood, that the many Bibles verses. If you look at this passage, only just a few verses mention about the Jesus. But about, because 12 years, when he become a 12 years, he goes to the Jerusalem. I think as a 12 is the one who become treated as like the one. The man as at that times, I think. So since 12 to the age of about 30-some, it's about 18 years, doesn't mention in the Bible. But we can see the way he talk about, talk to the people, then we can guess things, what kind of life he live. I think he live with a nature that helps him to digest, understand the truth of God. Of course, Jesus is God himself, so he has all wisdom with him anyway. So this wisdom continue to grow out of him. But when he using the parables, and we have a notice that he really enjoy the nature out there. If you look at the Matthew chapter 6, mention about the lilies. Let's turn to Luke, just as example, Matthew chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 28-29. And why are you anxious about clothing? I will observe how the lily of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. Out of this passage, we can see that he really observed how this lily grow to blossoms. All the brother know what is lily? Here the flower. All the brother knows lily. See, now generation like this, they don't know what is lily. So that's because we live in the asphalt and in the concrete. So we do not have a chance to see the nature. When you become a parent, expose your children to the nature. That really helps them to their emotions and the balance of their life. So all time I'm sure because no problems, but we can see when he mentioned about these things, we can just guessing about the Jesus. He really know how to observe things, this and that, very in the deep into in with the observations. He mentioned about the seed, and also he mentioned about the ships, because it's everything is, and also talking about the birds' nest. So all these things, because he observed it, so he bring into in his life to digest it, so that he can when he talk to the people using these ones as a parable to let the people can understand. So we just can guess. But have you noticed the Apostle Paul? Apostle Paul's parable is different. Because he grew up in the city. So he doesn't using the nature, compare with the nature, but mostly like, like a builder, something like a soldiers, something like a runners, you have noticed that in his way to compare is more like a city life, related to city life. But many things in the Jesus, his parable, is related with the countryside and also what called the nature, so we can say. So we can just predict, we can just guessing, he can grow up in such ways. And anyway, he's a God, so he has a full of wisdom. I understand. And then I'm sure because I understand. Another one is he build up the characters. Of course, he's a God. But during the 30 years of his period of time, he is the first son. So as a first son, he continued to help his father's carpentering work. And he learned from the family and from his parents. We cannot say because he's God, he just himself to grow up. He doesn't have to be feed milk, or he doesn't have to feed, but he grew up just like us. So I will give a credit to the Joseph and Mary, from my point of view. Because Jesus grew up such a way because of Joseph and Mary. So we can see that it's a family is very precious and very important. It's a very important environment. So it is important that when you choose your spouse, because once you choose your spouse, right one for your life, the family, it can be the ground, it can be the place that our children can grow up in the Lord with the wisdom and statures, just like Jesus Christ. So family is the one of the way to let the Jesus grow up in these ways. And also the Bible is one of them. We know the Matthew chapter 4 when he dealing with the temptations, when he went out to the wilderness, when he tempted by the Satans, he using the Word of God. That much he can, he dealing with the Bible to build his he himself for how he can defend himself with the Word of God against the Satans. So all these factors that help the Jesus to grow up, to be mature enough to carry out his ministries and later on. Well, when I look at all this, is maybe human point of view, maybe, but this is also, only guessing. But we can think as this much for we can give a credit to his environment and his situation when he grew up. Yeah, and now we go on to the temptation. Let's read the first temptation, Matthew chapter 4. Chapter 4 from verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devils. And after he had fasted 40 days, and 40 nights, he then became hungry. Then the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." This is the first temptation here recorded in the book of Matthew. Of course, the other locations, other scripture mentioned the other orders, but I choose as a Matthew. We can think about it. And here, the first temptation is he mentioned the 40 days after fastings. I cannot imagine 40 days. It's beyond my imaginations. Because I cannot even do fast over 3 days. So I'm sure because many of you have experience of fasting. Fasting it's not easy. Very interesting. I can skip the morning breakfast, no problem. But the night before says I want to fast tomorrow morning. Then the morning comes, you really really tough somehow. Have you ever that experience? But you say just you sleep and you just skip the morning breakfast, then it's easy. But previous night you determine yourself from 9 o'clock, no food and no water. Certainly thirsty, you know, certainly. And then while before you go to sleep, suddenly you're very hungry. It happens really. And then mornings, it comes the morning, then it's supposed to eat. Before you don't think, you even can skip, no problem, but that morning, it's certainly different. So 40 days of fasting, I thought about it. This is, don't tempt it. Don't anybody here tempt 40 days. Don't tempt it. Always, you know, fear factor says don't attempt this. So we should not attempt. But... But we're doing the fasting prayer. When we fast prayer, and here the Jesus, when after 40 days, there is a stone. You can change this stone to the bread. It's a piece of cake for Jesus. It is a piece of cake. And Jesus, he knows he's inside of inner. He knew during the 40 days, I'm sure because he revealed himself, he understands his mission, his purpose of why he's here. I'm sure all things is revealed because he communicated with God. He understands everything. And then such kind of hunger situations, and there's a stone. And this one can turn to the bread. He can eat it right away. But we have noticed that physical life is important. You and I, we all have a physical life. But important thing is spiritual things. We have to put the spiritual things always a priority in our life. If we change this order, then we lose all our purpose that our life. So we think about fasting prayer. You fast one day, you argue with your husband, you argue with the wife, then it's ruin everything. So once you think about the priority in your life, it's God and spiritual life. So some of you already engaged in your work out there, maybe doing your business, and you're doing kind of already have a job, or you in a college and or your graduate schools, whatever you're doing there, you have to put the priority into God. We can easily switch over other things first beside God. We can say, well, I can take care of later. We can say that. But God doesn't want it that way to change the order. Of course, our life, there's many things is priority in our life. But God's work and our spiritual life is priorities. So do not change it. At this moment, if God changed this stone to the bread, he eat it. Maybe he can just fulfill his stomach. But what is the benefit? What is the purpose of his fastings? What is the so far he has done for this much to come up? He baptized by the John the Baptist, come up here to 40 days of fasting, led by the Holy Spirit, and all things he has done so far, where is the result? Just fulfilled his stomach? And turn around, everything turned to be in vain. He knew that. Jesus knew that. So he casting the Satan out of the word of God. The man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So he understood God is a priority in his life. So that's how this is the beginning and first step to how he overcome the temptations of Satan. So I hope all the brothers and sisters, you and I, we are in the temptation situation maybe, but we have to set the priority. Just like when we have a Sabbath day comes, and many projects there, then you can say, I can do this first, this weekend, and then next week I go to church, that's okay. And also, when you are away from church, and you know things, you have to do it, but there is a Saturday. What are you going to do? But that's the issue, that the challenge maybe in your life. And also, when you have financial difficulties, when you're earning the money, it's not enough to all the payments up or everything every month, then you can postponing the tithe. I can do next month. Even I plus interest, I want to offer the offering box. That's not what God wants. God wants right away, at that moment, for the God first. Things for God is first. So hope that we can learn from these temptations of the Jesus temptation, first ones. We do not exchange with our flesh issue with the spiritual issue. So first thing is first in our life. We know the Jewish people, their success because they put their Sabbath priority in their life. In the Olympic Games, even though the gold medal titles there on Saturday, they don't want to go up to fight for the gold medals. They're just giving up. That's their faith. That's why their people such a even physically receive such great blessings. And so we'll go on to the second one now. Verse 5. Then the evil took him into the holy city, and he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and say to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will give him angels and charge concerning you, and only on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stones. Jesus said to him, on the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And this is the second temptations here come on. And here the second temptation is to bring him up to the highest point of the temple and ask him, and they jump down. And then the angel come to proceed, you know, bring you to safely down to the ground. I'm sure because Jesus can do that. Jesus doesn't need the help of the angel even. He himself come up and jump down, no problems. God himself can protect himself. It's not an issue. He actually have a power from the other dimensional powers within his hands. How he can feed the 5,000 people, how he can heal the blind man just right away to open their eyes, and how just by the one word, all the storm come down to, you know, quiet. All this power in his hands. He can handle everything, but here the Jesus doesn't he himself to come up to follow what Satan says. Sometimes we call human natures, we have many times have a temptation of vain glories. Once you are something very good, then you want to show yourself to other people, to be praised by other people. That is one of our natures. You look at the children, that kind of nature you can find out. You know, one of the two kids, then the one trying to showing up this one, then the other one showing up better one, so just put this one away, that mine is better, showing to the parents. That's the human natures. Sometimes it happens as a grown up, as we ourselves, in the church, even they want to practice. Because I want to express myself to my performance is better than the other ones. And also the board members, then when you look at the previous board members, that one's us make a disappointment. If I become a board member, I want to do better jobs. And then I become the board member, then just take over trying to showing everything. This is not a doing for glory of God. It's for their own satisfactions. It's showing our purpose. There's no any benefit at all. If we in this manner to approach to the God, actually we more we work, actually ruin ourselves the more. When Jesus went up and down, many people give attention to him. Wow, you came down from top to bottom, not any hurt yourself. Remember when Jesus put himself on the cross, nail on the cross. People said, if you are truly the one, you can come down, show us. Yeah, Jesus can do that. He can come down there to prove himself. If somebody told me when I in the cross, I come down, and then I just slap him. So. Told you, I'm the God. But why in this? When Jesus, you look at it, look at the Jesus. It's not showing to somebody to prove I myself the Jesus Christ. So when he's dealing with a people, many times heal the people, don't say anybody. Then why we can say, question mark, why? Because this way doesn't want to prove myself as a Jesus Christ. I want you to follow me because of the truth. Because of what I saying is the mouth of God. What he's saying is the truth. Follow the truth. Not to follow because I prove something. Yeah. So in the Bible, you have noticed that Jesus never proved anything way to his showing up to other people to attract the people to follow him. So when he feed the 5,000 people, many people follow Jesus Christ. But later on, he changed the topic right away. Now I don't want to talk about the physical bread and spiritual bread. People want a spiritual bread and turn away. They just all walk away from God. Yeah. So, second temptation is, we can say it's a vain glory. And this one, we have to be careful. If all the brothers and sisters, this is mentioned about our humility. Where everything came from God. Everything is the hands of God. It's not because of us. Because of God, we are here. And hopefully we do not exercise anything for vain glories. Let's look at the last one. Verse 8. Again, the devil took him to the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him. And behold, the angel came and began to minister to him. I wish that this one happened to our life. There is out there the temptations. When we look at the whole world, it seems like all the out there, you know, the all the shining lights out there, all the things it gives us, seems like it gives us a satisfaction. It seems if we have this, then our life can be better. Any kind of a temptations. Actually not true. We should not to be tempted by the Satan's and tempted by the world. And out there, all the such kind of here mentioned about the worldly kind of glory. This is a consider. We need a guts to turn away from this. Just turn away from that. Doesn't mean that we are become a poor person. God bless us. Say God bless us. Then we can have a decent and better, even rich life. But we do not selling our soul to Satan to exchange with the world. We do not do that. That's these temptations and telling us. In order to do the work of God, in order to do the work of God and holy work, these three temptations, we have to pass through it. These three temptations, if we cannot go through this test, if we cannot go through this, but one of them is considered become our falling trap, then once we engage the God's work, end up we ruin ourselves. So these three tests, let us as a using this as our guiding test, basic test, we can say. And if you look at the chapter 4, verse 1, the Jesus was led by the Spirit. It's not somebody, you know, like a Satan bring him into the wilderness to tempt it. But here the chapter 4, verse 1 says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devils. So who brought him out in the wilderness? It's not Satan, but the Spirit. But God wants to test him first. God wants to bring him up to go through this test, to let him to be stand firm, to work for the Lord, for do the ministries. So that these are that Jesus tempted by Satan, but led by the Holy Spirit, tempted by the Satan. Here to look at the our textbook says, the source of temptation is lust. Yeah, it is true, the lust. And also essence of temptation, the one to mention about the 1 John chapter 2, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These three is a major force to come to us and destroy our life. You know, lust of flesh, everybody has it. If anybody can say I'm very strong, it can be can be fault. So we have to, each one's very careful ourselves. And we have to control our eyes and also, so lust of the eyes. Most of the source of the temptation and sin go through our eyes. Do you agree? Many of them, actually many of them. So now our generation is exposed to the internet and cable TVs and many things out there, the sources. We hope that we can control ourselves. That is the best. And it is best. It is best not to have cable TVs. I learned that. Because a few, some months ago, we had a 2 day, a 2 day kind of vacation. We having the vacation to went to place. You know, if you go there, you can, they trying to sell you the timeshare things. But we know if we say no, then we can have still 2 days. So we can just go there. I have noticed that once kids, we go there, they start watching TV, Cartoon Network. They never goes away. They just stick to there. Oh, they don't want to go away. Then I learned that, wow, it's better not to have cable TVs. It's better not to have cable TV. So we don't have a cable TV. I've come back, then no cable TV. It really helps our children. I learned that. So no cable TVs, it helps. I heard that some of our church members, the internet too. Because the internet, the children keep using it, and once you use it, you have to use it. You know, it's and then so the father decided change to 56K. Nowadays, the phone just 56K is nobody want to touch it. You know, once you turn on the internet and then just picture like a jung. And then turn it off. Nowadays, turn it off. Nobody uses. It's better go to library to use it faster. You know? And so that father say, that's very somehow I say, it's very smart to raise own children to that way. Then I say, wow, that's that kind of need a guts, you know, to brave enough as a parent can do. And so we can have a less access our outside of the entertainments and those kind of the things that we can see is less actually better. Right now I can truly now I realize it because every time I go to other place and you know, assigned to other place that I carry my computer and then I trying to look at the emails. Email is only just 10 minutes. But sometimes the internet just go to check the you know all the news in Korea and the things here and then and sports news and the things here and actually the email is a 10-15 minutes but 40 minutes is something else and the news is something different things and then sometimes go to the eBay is anything good ones dun, 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 so, you know just things like this really I realize that it's So I go someplace that I better not to bring the computer. Even to bring the computer, it's just better forget about it. I do not even look at the emails during the I assigned to go other place for the spiritual company. No matter this time also I don't bring any computers. I just wanna forget about it. Then these few days I really have a peaceful mind actually. I really have a actually computer itself it's I cannot destroy it because it's expensive. I still have to keep it. But it's, you know, try to do our best, use it less. Only just good purpose. Then it can benefit to us. And see, temptations. So lust of the flesh and lust of eyes and the pride of life. People, pride, it's one of the major enemy. Pride is even you go out to talk to the beggars, they have own pride too. So the pride issue is everybody has their own pride. But we have to, pride is like a springs. You have to push it down always with a sober mind. Once you think about something else, it just pops out. That's a pride. I pray many times I pray for my pride. How can I put down my pride? I want to myself to be humble. Once you and I, if we have a keep holding the humility, maybe you and I, maybe not the smart enough, but still we can go to kingdom of God. Yeah. Humility is the one, the major enemy to kill us. Yeah. Something special, something we know better than others, while performance is better, or capability is better, we are richer than other people's. Many other things with resources, it seems like ours. No, it all came from God. We do not think it came from us. So we have to eliminate the pride. And when we have all the pride goes away from us, then peaceful heart coming into us. When you work for the Lord, do not compete with anybody. You and I work for the Lord. Somebody better than you, let the person can. We can support that person. We don't have to be compete. I'm better than you. We just give them. Let the one have a gift can work more, so we can as a support. And if I have to do it, then it's my responsibility. Then I have to do it. Then. So it doesn't mean that we just everything is put on other people. That's not a true humility. True humility is still we carry on the responsibility, but then we look around with the eyes of God. Which one is more gifted? Which one is more capable? We can support that person, and we can work out for the glory of God. So pride, and also when you go out and you're doing your business or you're in the companies or whatever, don't think that it's a place they're showing up something, but they're showing up the love of God. You and I, we have to be like the light, the reflection of the love of Christ, to showing there, to prove that God is our Lord. Okay, it's only a few minutes. And God, way to overcome the temptation is to be filled by the Holy Spirit. It's best is drunken by the Holy Spirit. So we forget about the reality in this world. We are in the spiritual world, then it's best. Four is the result of overcoming the temptation is to glorify God, and Satan depart, and angel minister Jesus, where we read in the Matthew chapter verse 11. This mention about the peace. This mention about the true rejoice, we can say. So I can finish up here for the... actually, each hour I assign here for the 0.6 pages to finish. I calculate, because this is... If you look at... from my here... Last portion, the life of our Lord Jesus. This is accidentally added. This is an accident, but it's become your reference. So my duty is to finish it just beforehand. So that one you don't have to look, but you can look. If you look at then God's blessing are for more extras in this way. Let's pray in silence.